Dearest Christ on high, you are my protector and my savior. Let me never forget you as you never forget me. In your name, amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Welcome to the Keith and the Girl Comedy Talk Show. Find us on keithandthegirl.com or on iTunes. Ladies and gentlemen, Micah Fox!
Someone had to do that, right?
Let me say this. The show today, it's brought to you by DEMacShop.com. DEMacShop.com, they fix Macs. What else do you need? The Mac Shop is located in Wilmington, Delaware. It's half hour south of Philly. They offer Macintosh hardware, upgrades, repairs, advanced networking, data migration, on-site training, off-site training. You want to learn more? Please visit the Mac Shop's... I said everything. But anyway, if you do want to learn more...
Can you imagine they have more?
Oh, my God. The Mac Shop's website is demacshop.com. Their Facebook is facebook.com/demacshop. Or just go by the shop if you're old school. Doesn't even matter. Anyway, Mike is here. This is very exciting.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. That's what people say on the news, right? I was excited. All right.
This is an email from Clara. This is exciting as well. Oh, wow. Your book, The Great American Novel, is a page-turner, and that's how I designed it, so that people can turn the pages. It's true what they say. I can hear your voice in the way you want, and the way you want things to sound, she says. What I wasn't expecting was to hear your dad's voice.
Uh-huh.
That chapter both broke my heart and made me laugh out loud.
That I agree with. That is a great way to describe it, because on the one hand... It's funny. It's so ridiculous, you gotta laugh. But on the other hand, it's like, oh, wait, this is real. This guy really, like, that's your childhood.
I remember writing stories about growing up and showing them the Henda. And, you know, I'm expecting her to laugh. And instead, I'm getting, like, tears.
Yes.
And I'm like, I guess there's an emotion.
Well, I just, you know, part of me, the first time I read it, I was like, haha, this part, because that's not true. And you're like, well, that's true.
You know, I haven't read the book yet, but I also had a crazy parent. I'm not going to say which one.
Mm-hmm. Your mom.
And, you know, when I was younger, like, that's all you know. You know, so you're like, can you believe this craziness? And you, like, everyone deals with, like, you know, haven't you been thrown into a plate of grass and said, eat it? Or what? You know, that didn't happen to me, but, you know.
Right.
You know, and then everyone looks at you like, do we need to, like, get a full body Band-Aid on you and just, like, plug you full of alcohol until you're 30, you know? And people stare at you like a freak, but you don't know.
Right.
Do you think you're normal?
Did you tell people these stories about your mom and then people would say... I got to meet your mom. And you're like, are you listening? Stay away from her.
Yeah, people would say, I got to meet your mom. And the thing is, I get that because it's not their mom.
Right.
They can just witness it. Like you don't want to be in the car crash, but you slow down to take a look at it.
I guess I get it. But I do remember telling people about my dad. Like, I got to meet your dad. I'm like, are you even listening?
It's just so, it's exactly like Micah described it. Right. It's so like, you must be exaggerating as part of the thought. You, I gotta meet a man, you know, and that talks like that. I gotta see you relate to him. That would be crazy. I think the biggest thing is I gotta watch you relate to this guy, you know? And I think people expect you to always fight with your dad when you see him.
Right.
Stuff like that. Which I think you avoid, you know.
What's the point?
Yeah, I mean, you avoid to the point where you just stop talking. Like, that's Keith's defense, you know. His dad will say something that, you know, just would cause an argument, I think, with anybody, because it's just so far off or so accusatory or whatever. And Keith's actual response is, okay.
Right. You're moving out of your studio into a different place because your business is failing. And I would go, okay. Okay.
So would that be after you had explained what happened?
Or? Oh, sure. There can be an explanation. It wouldn't matter.
Oh, okay. Because as long as I feel like try once, if it doesn't take and you can tell it's just a complete rejection of, you know, just being able to listen, then okay is probably the very smartest thing you can do and nice to even try and keep the peace.
Right.
In that way.
You know, at a certain, you know, I knew this guy for 36 years. Okay. I know where everything's going to go.
Right.
And if it's, you know, you and Chemda still living together, that's crazy. And you're living a life of sin. And okay. Okay. Like, there's no way this can make sense.
I think you're okay is, yeah, we had this discussion before.
Yeah.
I'm good. Thank you.
Right. All right, then.
Well, then he raised you right, because that's a very mature mature response.
Thank you.
It is weird, though, that somebody would accept, like, okay, as a response, and just continue going like nothing happened.
Right.
Can you imagine? I mean, that would be infuriating to any other human being. Can you imagine, Micah, if you just shared something with me, like, hey, you know, you're going to die. Like, this is not okay. The flames of hell will get you. I mean, and you sincerely believe in this, that you're, and I'm your sister or something, and I'm going to, my flesh is going to rot for years and years and years. And I go, all right.
Yeah. But he's a lunatic, and that's why he has to say okay. So that's why it works, is the reason why he needs to do it.
Clara continues, thank you so much for your effort to send these books before Christmas, and thank you for allowing me to not perform my grad student duties, but still manage to not feel guilty because, come on, I'm reading. And that's in bold italics and caps.
Uh-huh.
My book readers understand. Much love, Clara. So thank you. She's in Portugal, too. Books going all over the world. It's That's very awesome. Exciting to see.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, thanks. Keith.
Thank you. Listen to this. Here's another one. Can't get over this. This is from Finland. I'm Max from Finland, 18 years old. I'm a little drunk.
Oh, you know what was the coolest part? We spent 2 8-to-10-hour days, me and Keith, on the weekend, just with help, of course. Kyle came over. Jess came over. Right. Lauren came over. Anyway, so but for 2 days, that's what we were doing, is just packing books. Finally, we had to like come up with ridiculous, not even games or anything. We're like, did anyone get one from Finland yet? Yeah, I got 7. And so we're trying to figure a country that we didn't send to. We even sent to Israel, which I thought, like, you know, we'll never send to Israel. Right. And then I got one. And then Matt came over.
I'm sorry, 1 second. Do you remember my back cover is written for people that read the back covers first?
Yeah.
Right? And there's a joke about it. And it's like, and so one of the things on the back is, where are we at that you would read this way? Israel?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I start a book. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Well, Matt came over, and I go, hey, Matt, I got someone from your hometown. He lives upstate in somebody, I think, Mohawk, it's called. Mohawk, New York. And he goes, who is it? And I say the name. He goes, I know that person.
I mean, that does make sense, though.
Yeah, he says, I pretty much know everybody in Mohawk.
And no, then, just so, that he would know a person that you know. Like, maybe they listen to you because of him.
I think that's what happened. But he's like, also, I know everybody right. in Mohawk.
I'm Max from Finland, 18 years old. I'm a little drunk, and I give a truckloads of shits about this email. I just got your book, The Great American Novel, in the mail, and I must say it is... Ready?
Okay. It's pretty good.
Excellent, Micah.
Oh!
Excellent. The letters from Keith's father are just so funny. I'm still finding it hard to get used to the stomach pains that all this laughter is giving me.
Now he's going to sue
workout.
You.
Workout. No, workout. This is like a twofold... operation here.
I am even afraid to turn to the next page. Listen to this. Because I'm not sure if I can handle all the hilariousness.
This person's on like seizure medication. Right?
Who cares?
He can't handle the hilariousness. Maybe he should put the book down.
He wants to read the next page though.
Right. It's like, don't read the next, but you're not ready. I just can tell. You're not ready.
I know what it's like. It's like you're playing a video game. You just got it in the mail. And you're very excited. But you know, if you don't go to bed, you're going to have a tough time at work tomorrow. But you just want to play one more level. That's what he's like. He's like, I might die. But this next page goes with the last page.
Do you know, Keith, you just described a 12-year-old's issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know this, Max. Anyhow, I just wanted to congratulate you on your new book and say job well done, sir. Yes. Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
Here's Groovy, too. He's saying... Just got my book today, did the open random page test, opened the page about who are in lols. Thanks, Keith. I was getting nervous. I'll be
Those
honest.
Those aren't even words.
That's okay.
He's like, he's having a seizure while he's typing. He didn't take the seizure medication. Who are lols?
I still appreciate it. Now, I was a little nervous. I had this book done, for the most part, a long time ago. And it goes up my, it's an autobiography up to age 30. And then finally we got it out. So I've stared at it many times. And almost the more you stare at something, the more you question it. But I was a little nervous and people are digging it. Yay.
Yay.
So there you go.
You know, and finally someone wrote The Great American. Finally.
It's done.
You know, because so many people say they want to do that, and now it's like, you know what? Someone planted that flag. We can all go get...
Isn't that why you wrote... Isn't that why you named it The Great American Novel?
So people would stop doing it?
No. Save people. Stop people from the hassle of going to college?
I did it.
Give people a lot of free time.
You know, I find that a lot of people who say they're going to write The Great American Novel don't necessarily go to college.
See?
I mean, that's what they say they're going to do instead of go.
But well, that's what Keith did, right. Instead of go.
Now they don't have to feel guilty, like on their deathbed. I never wrote The Great American Novel. Like, don't worry, it's out there.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah, don't you worry.
But you read The Great American Novel.
And that's good enough, you ask me. Remember yesterday we were going over the guy that went into a school board meeting, pulled out a gun, shot at the male members of the school board. He let the females go. Shot at the male members. Didn't shoot anybody, which is amazing. I guess he didn't think you have to aim. He just point. No, I'm sure he's insane. Don't get me wrong. But you just point, and I guess, and he thought he can kill somebody. He kills nobody.
Well, you know, just for the record, for those who haven't seen the video, and I'm not going to say you should because it scared the fucking life out of me, but he's no more than 6 feet from his closest target.
Right.
From another human being that he was aiming at.
That's what I would say.
I would like to think, I only shot a gun one time in the Poconos for our 1,000th show. I would like to think that I would kill a person in 6 feet.
Right.
And on, you know, even on my first shot.
So you're disappointed in him.
It's strange. You know what? It's strange. I'll say that. I'll say that it
you're
is strange.
You're such an Israeli, Honda. You're like, listen, okay. And I watched the video, and he does look like he's not
right.
Lucid. You know, and obviously anyone who brings a gun into a room is not taking their seizure medication, but, you know.
Very obsessed with the seizure, folks.
I was trying to go for it, you know. Third time's a charm in comedy. Not this time.
Well, anyway, you saw the video.
You know, it looked like he was like dangling it. He looked like you know, like one of those inflatable tube men or a marionette, just sort of like.
That's true.
Well, I read that a woman tried to knock the gun out of his hand with a purse, and then she was on the ground. I'm like, I don't see this in the video. Well, I saw what happened before that. I saw the video. And you guys will hear it, and we have it on the website now.
And isn't it weird that the biggest video was only the end when he just starts shooting people? The whole thing was pretty interesting.
Right. Almost more interesting.
Yeah, and yeah. I want to know if it's a ploy, if it's, you know, the way people wanted to see it, or if it's just, I don't know.
Well, you'll hear what's going on. The guy comes into a school board meeting and walks up to the podium. And starts making the V for Vendetta symbol. Starts spray painting it on the wall. A circle with a V in it.
Now, right away, I mean, this is a school board meeting. We learn later that there's a security guard. And you figure there has to be a security guard in the room, right?
Right
away, when you start spray painting the wall, you would be handcuffed.
Now they know he has a... Right. They know he has a gun at that point.
Nobody even says
anything, actually. Everyone's in shock.
Mate, this is odd.
Again, we're going to get another prequel to this because it's like, oh, they already knew he had a gun. Okay, that explains why they let him just... But the back is facing them, you know?
His back is facing them,
right? He's chilling, just spraying on the wall.
Yeah, send that guy to detention.
Where?
That is against the rules.
So this is them just talking about school board stuff.
This has really been a situation that really affected elementary school a lot more than
everybody in this room.
Now he's spray painting.
Assholes behind that counter hit the road.
He just took the gun out. So he spray painted first.
Leave.
See? So the gun was only revealed afterwards, and that's why people are scrambling.
Right.
Counter hit the road. You leave. You may leave.
Pointing at the women.
Women can leave. Six men stay. Everyone else leaves.
So the woman with the purse, she's going to come back later. She goes off into the side. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a hallway. Might be a side room. So that she comes back with a purse and hits him in the head. There's so many things you can do. And there's no other guys in the whole school. Nobody could come up with a bottle behind them.
I don't think they're in a school.
Talk. He's talking. John, go ahead.
All right, now she peeks over. Here it comes.
No, Ginger. Ginger.
Please.
You're out of your fucking mind. So the woman comes by.
Now.
Takes the purse. Harder than the movies, isn't it, Ginger?
His back is facing her. The armed
His back
man.
Is towards her, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she hit him gingerly.
Yes, she did. Picture just like a sweet. Here's the sound of it. You know, and everybody's saying she's brave, because what else are you going to say?
She hit him with the strength of like a kitten cough.
Use she's your brave. Hand. She's just stupid.
Grab the. I'll tell you what brave is. Grab the gun with your hands. I don't want to touch it. It's a gun. You know what I mean? You want to talk about brave? Brave is hold the hand and bite his wrist off.
Yeah. Get the AIDS.
Get the. Be willing get to the get AIDS. The AIDS. Right. They have cures now. And then go out and buy a bunch of stem cells. And you're fine.
Find a pen in your purse. Jab it in the back of his neck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're scared about the neck, his back.
This is a school board. Shouldn't people be educated? Have some sort of use of their mental facilities? Just. Like she was at a mall and someone was trying to take the last sweater.
You know what? Women are more aggressive in that state, in that scenario. The thing is she really could have gotten someone killed right then.
Yes.
Really, because the guy was aiming his gun at a guy right there.
Yeah.
And she just pissed him off. And she's lucky that he brushed her off like, come on, come on, get out of here.
It is. They do not believe the school board. And you'll hear more when they talk. And I don't believe they were really scared of this guy. They're pretty calm. And you ask me, they're talking down to him. And that would set anybody off. That's what I think. And listen, Ginger, come on. Don't do that, Ginger. That's a school board member saying that.
Yeah, but I think he's trying to stay calm. I think it's weird that after she hit him with the bag, he turned around a little towards her. Why didn't that guy punch him in the face?
Because they're busy sitting down with their legs crossed.
That's the thing.
They're very comfortable looking in this video, all of them.
At that commotion time, wouldn't you punch someone in the face?
I don't know. He's still holding the gun. Like, I have a lot of respect for a gun, and he does shoot it at the end of the video. He was capable of shooting it. Now, whether or not he was, like, aiming for anyone in particular, he still could have killed somebody.
I know, but at the time, the gun is no longer facing you, and, sorry to be sexist, you're a guy, you might have punched someone in your life before. I think my punch, I don't know what my punch will do to anyone, you know?
Right.
But I think Keith knows what a punch will do to that guy.
When the lady comes with the purse, and then she has his attention, as a man, I would get up and smack him with my wallet. I'd get this taken care of.
But at the same time, I do agree with Micah. You cannot judge anyone with a gun aimed at them.
Yeah, that's why also don't punch him. He was like kind of a big guy, and he does look like he's lubricated with some sort of drug or alcohol. If you punch him, that he might not feel it or notice it or care.
True.
He's adrenaline high. He's holding a place up with a gun. This guy is on all kinds of chemicals that our body is created to like just lift up cars on. Like,
and you saw, by the way, you see the woman, these guys are pussies. You see the woman come in with the purse. It's not like, you know what I mean? It didn't just happen. Like, could I act now? Like, she's going to come.
That's the best
part. You're going to let her.
It's so Bugs Bunny.
They put everything in the hands of this woman. You're a team. She assumed you guys were going to be a team.
She should have just put her, like, finger up.
Yeah.
Be very, very quiet.
Dick, 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 dick. Dick, 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 dick.
Right, right.
I liked watching Micah watch the video, and then she starts cracking up, and I'm like, what? She left? Oh, yeah, I guess that was a little funny.
She hits it with the purse. You know what's going to happen. When she makes a move, any move, no matter how dumb, you have to react. And he's very close. There's a man doing most of the talking, doing all the talking, right next to this guy, like 2 feet away. As soon as she went for whatever she is doing, you should have jumped up. You absolutely should have. You want to talk about he has a gun? You assume he's going to use the gun when she does whatever she's going to do, and you better be there to protect her. He's leaning back in his khakis. Man, a bunch of pussies.
I don't know. I would never be able to look someone in the face and go, you shoulda, when there was a gun in the room.
I can. The woman can't. You're letting this woman die. I'm surprised that she didn't die, and it would have been his fault.
I'm amazed that they didn't die.
You know, they always say, though, nobody be a hero, because the fact is he hadn't used the gun. And you don't know if you're going to be able to, like, he could have just been using it as, like, a threatening tool to make his point.
Right, and she's an idiot, but once...
She couldn't even lift her purse. Did you see that?
Right.
She was like, before she even got to his arm, she's like, she's got, like, an extra Luna bar in there or something.
You know what? Nobody was scared of this person, though. The woman did get up and then goes back for her purse and takes it.
What?
Yeah. She's like, she starts walking away and then goes, oh, my purse. Because we might not be back here today. Takes her purse. Bye, I respect you. I'm a woman, right? You can't do anything. Leaves, then comes back and goes to hit. But no, the guys, we have our poll today without question. If you're the guy, the woman already made a move. You're in it, like it or not. Or say, Ginger, stand back, don't come. Or, hey, Ginger, how's it going? And ruin the whole plan. But if you're letting Ginger walk over and do something, you're hoping these pussies, I'm getting angrier and angrier. They watch Ginger come over and hope Ginger would take care of everything.
What about D Warrior has a point? They're all 60.
I never met a bigger pussy. Tell me what D Warrior said.
They're all 60 and the guy has a gun. They're really old. I mean, not that 60's old, but they are old for 60,
and
you know?
And he looks, he's like, you know, like a big dumb meathead. This
is that
guy.
When you give up at 60? Is
no,
that when you give up
no,
on life?
I don't
Ginger
no.
came over and how old's Ginger? 22?
Keith, you sound like one of like a Jersey Shore person where, you know, you know, some girl just like starts to pick a fight with a guy because she knows, you know, the guy has it backed up and you're the asshole who's backing up your stupid girlfriend. Like, the girl did something stupid.
Let her take a punch.
Let her take the punch. And now let everyone who's reasonable try and handle the, nobody even found out what he was about to. I mean, he had a gun. He was obviously a crazy lunatic who didn't have a good point to make. But, you know, maybe see where it's going. Let him shoot a few people.
Okay, very good point. D-Warrior didn't know how to unplug his drain. He's like, I'm looking at it on the internet. I can't find out what to do with my drain. I'm like, I don't know. Look at your balls. And then take a plunger. Fucking pussy.
How dare you?
No, I'm not. I took Windex and I poured it. I poured Windex down the sink. Well, why don't you try liquid plumber? Why don't you try a plunger? Go ahead, Honda. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is you yourself, and I remember even like at least one clip, you yourself said, don't expect a man to do, quote, manly stuff unless you expect women to do stuff like dishes and cook for you and get your slippers.
Okay.
You can't just look at your balls and know how to fix a sink.
How to fix the sink? He didn't know how to drain a sink. Look at this thread. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. KeithandTheGirl.com/forums. Take a look. He's not even embarrassed. He keeps making like little snarky quips. I'd be humiliated. He made a mixture of hot water and Windex and put it down his fucking sink. And he's not ashamed of that. That's what's shocking. We all know different things. Shut the fuck up. That's humiliating. I looked on the internet. I can't. God forbid the internet goes down, this guy. Sometimes life has a two in it. It's not all ones and zeros. And you should be ashamed. These guys are 60. Well, I want to still be there when I'm 70. Same guy, by the way, now that I think about it. Oh, I don't know about Keith's relationship. He's in that crazy in love stage. When does that end? Oh, my God.
Okay, the Windex and water thing makes it very difficult.
Everything's got to be science, I guess. Like, well, maybe Windex is for Windows. Well, and then he like he gets mad. It's like, you're a fucking idiot. And he goes, well, it has hydroxytide in it. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Why wouldn't he try Drain-O?
Right! Because Ask Yahoo didn't tell me.
Oh, man.
I wikied the leaks.
Yeah, wiki the leaks.
Oh, man.
You'd be surprised. It's not what you expect.
It's not what you expect at all. I guess the president of Libya has a mistress. I don't know how that's going to help me with my drain.
Fuck.
They're 60. You know how old John Wayne was? 72 in his prime.
Yeah, but he was John Wayne. These people are working at a school board. These people checked out
years ago.
They never checked in. These people never checked in, and not just to being a man, but to being a person. Probably, like I was listening to these things. He's like, now that doesn't make sense. It's a school board. Doesn't? You said doesn't. That's not even a contraction people use. Which doesn't? What two words?
Done and not. Like, get her done.
Done.
Okay, I could see how that guy felt about reading the book. My stomach hurts. I like how The Warrior just has like 50,000 things on the feedback right now.
Oh, yeah, keep explaining yourself.
I did use a plunger, Keith.
Did you? Okay.
By the way, P.S. The plumber came over and fixed the block.
Right.
How did he do it?
I don't know, but WD-40 didn't work when I poured that down.
Oh, God.
All right, here's some more of the video of these brave men and women.
Ginger. No. Ginger. Oh. Ginger. Ginger.
Please, just talk to us. If I can help you get your wife a job somewhere else, I'll be glad to do that.
Now, I understand being calm. These old men, they're not scared. They're not scared at all. Which
I think they are.
Do you remember? I mean, look at his hands when he's talking. It's like, look. I don't know. No one's shaking. You can't help the shakes, right?
I think different people respond differently.
They're all responding the same.
Well, I don't know. There's a gun pointing at you. I hope you never judge me. If a gun is pointing at me, I could be the most calm person in the world because it didn't hit me yet. And right after, I might go ballistic. I don't know. It's a gun. It kills people easily. Look at how Keith's looking at me.
No, I'm a pussy too. I think you're totally right. Have you ever had a gun pointed at you, Keith?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I was so calm. I said, look.
You were pretty calm, though.
I said, look and listen. Your life's going bad right now, but you don't want this. First of all, we don't know how close the police are to the situation.
But you did say, when they asked you for your wallet, you said, come on.
That's true.
That's a weird response.
I wasn't sure the guns were loaded.
See, well, there you go.
Oh, my God. Is Keith not one of the most special people you've ever met? It's, like, odd. It's so weird.
It's so weird.
Just in general, I don't know where to put you. Like, I don't know what to do with you in my brain. I don't know where you belong. You're so weird.
She's falling back in love.
I know. I was like, right? Co-host him to co-host. Set it straight.
No, you're not.
What did she do? I mean, because I really don't know who you're talking about. To be very honest with you, I have no idea who you're talking
about. He's complaining about his wife.
I believe
his wife being fired.
I believe that you said that, but what did she do? If you're gonna kill yourself or kill us or whatever, at least let us know what's going on. Because I'll be very honest with you. I swear I don't know who your wife is or what she did. I don't.
See, come on. This is rubbing me the wrong way. I don't know what to tell you. I don't. What do you want from me? You can't get blood from a stone. I don't know. Where's this conversation? I think we're at a... If you're not going to give me more information, I think we're stuck. Because I don't know who she is.
I'll be really honest with you, but I think you're a fucking lunatic and we have no idea what's going on. Like, you don't need to say... All right.
Thank you.
I agree with you. It's some of the most awful things to even acknowledge that you don't know who his wife is.
It's so
rude.
Try to
go around it. Try to not even talk about that. Just try going, you know what, you're right. I wish we would have taken care of this better. You know what? My life has been in such as, like, anything.
Maybe she was fired for a reason. None of us know her.
Right.
However, I don't know how this guy talks in real life. Like, he could be the biggest prick, you know, and he's not a hostage negotiator. Do you know what I mean? Like, this guy probably talks like that to his wife when she has a headache.
Well, he's the biggest prick.
But you know what I mean? Like, he probably talks to his wife like that when she's having a hard time. Oh, well, I know you're having a hard time, sweetheart, but I don't know what to do with you. You know, that's not a way to talk to anybody, really.
Right.
You know, but that's probably the way he talks.
I don't want to die like anybody else does it.
Mr. Hussfeld signed the papers, I'm sure, but he doesn't know her. What's the situation?
I'm just asking you, what did she do? Was she a teacher? Was she a paraprofessional? Did she work in the classroom? Did she work in the cafeteria? Was she a bus driver?
You just let me know when I hit it.
Hey, I will go with you. I will stand up with you to get your wife a job, whatever it takes. Hey, these other four guys...
Wait, listen. I'm the one that signed the paper, right?
So it's two guys that are talking to him. They both sound the same and snarky to me. Now maybe it's the accent, you know.
No, one of them has a way. The guy you can see more has a way better head on his shoulders. The guy who's just like, you know, calm down, whatever. Right. But the guy who's like, is it a this? Is it a this?
Yeah.
He's a fucking asshole. Like, oh, you don't think he knows what his wife did here? He doesn't need a list of jobs.
Right.
We all know what a job is.
Was she a floor licker?
Right.
Was she a plumber? Was she the superintendent? Was she the president of Mars? Give me something.
Was she a dog? Was she I'll just stop. You stop me.
Okay. I don't remember, and I don't know who she is. But let them go. I'm the one that did it.
That's even worse, I mean, because they fired her without even knowing who she is. This was insignificant to us. We don't even remember it. Right. We don't remember your wife's name even after you came in here and started talking, you know.
Well, the thing is, he said they signed the paper, which means, like, they didn't call for her to be fired. This was an order that was put in by somebody else. Maybe the principal of a school fired somebody for some reason, and they're not the principal of the school, but it has to get signed by the school board.
Even with your sarcastic tone, that's a better way of explaining things.
I'm looking this on YouTube, and of course, there's always dumb YouTube comments, but the top one I'm seeing right now is, yes, this is real. Graphic, yes, but wake up, people. Be aware of that this shit is going on.
What?
What am I supposed to be aware of? What should I be aware of?
It's the guy.
Be aware.
He's like, I did this.
Right. Be aware that people are talking to people like assholes, and that sets people off.
Mm-hmm. Sign the papers. I'm the only one that signs them. Will you let them go? I don't want anybody to get hurt. And I've got a feeling that what you want is the cops come in and kill you because you're mad. Because you said you're going to die today.
See, that attitude.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. But
you said you're going to die. That's what you want, the cops to kill you. No, I want you dead. I don't think so deep down.
But why? This isn't worth it. This is a problem. Please don't. Please don't.
See, now that's his real scared voice. Yeah. That's the gun pointing at him. There we go. There's a little humility.
Gonna die today. But why? This isn't worth it. This is a problem. Please don't. Please don't.
You can hear the piss go down his leg.
That is so many gunshots.
Thank God nobody got hurt, but no thanks to any of those guys.
Very bizarre that nobody got hurt. Did you see how close the range was? He missed everybody.
So the one I saw, it froze, but you say there's another one up where you
showing
can see it
the actual shooting where he shoots everybody running. It's weird that they leak this kind of stuff. We don't have to see it. They can just let us know this. But, you know, obviously this gets hits and things like that. But what I thought was weird was I'm with Micah. He was on some kind of drugs or something, or not taking his drugs. There was something wrong with him. And if you notice, the second shot, he shoots at the floor, almost taking himself by surprise. Like, and then he just kind of, after the first one seemed aimed. And I'm really surprised that guy didn't just die. But the rest of them just seemed like, like totally wherever his head, like he was almost following the hallucinogen, you know, trails of his hand and just shooting wherever, you know.
He had the wanted power? No, and he can move the bullet, and he's new to it?
I think he thinks that.
You know, I'm really curious to see what the follow-up is. Like, is there even a wife that worked there? Did he even have a wife? This, you know, he could be a complete, you know, psychopath who's off his meds. You're right. Who's just hallucinated this conspiracy about some wife who happened to be a girl he dated once 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the type of people who would go into a room with a gun over something like
this. You know
what?
If we had real news reporters, we would have that information instead of the sensationalism of watching some, you know, somebody attempt to kill people.
Ginger Littleton.
We are the journalists right now. Just pointing. It could be us investigating
but
this.
You know what? No, it couldn't. Because I'm not a journalist. Right. I never claim to be. I don't sit there and go, in the news today, I sit there and go, I'm about to tell you jokes. So if I'm not funny, you can tell me, oh, these guys think they're funny.
Yeah, you're right. We're editorialists.
I'm a comedy talk show.
All right. Fair enough.
You know what I mean? I mean, there are people with jobs to tell us the information that, you know, that concerns us. Watching somebody kill someone it shouldn't concern us.
I'm going to find out. I'm going to make this my mission.
Ginger Littleton admits it was pretty stupid. That's a quote. Pretty stupid. To try to use her purse to disarm a pistol-packing ex-con who had taken over Florida school board meeting at gunpoint. I would love her to lose it. Yes, that was pretty stupid.
And then
but
they
did
fire
you see those five pussies on there? On that board?
And then they fire her, and her husband comes in.
But Littleton's spontaneous... You know what? Anybody getting fired from that school district now goes, you sure?
I want to know what the test scores of that school are. Because the people who are running it are not the people I would want to learn from.
Littleton's spontaneous act of courage helped delay Clay Duke during his crazed takeover.
And?
Which ended when he turned his gun on himself after a shootout with police. Again, I don't know about that. The Panama City, Florida board was discussing head lice and other local issues Tuesday when Duke rose from a seat in the audience, suddenly spray painted a red V on the wall, so they let him do that, and then began waving his 9mm Smith & Wesson.
Okay, see? Like, somebody should have taken him down as soon as he started face... I'm saying face painting, but as soon as he started spray painting.
They're watching. They're like, oh, he's only going to have to clean that up. Duke 56 ordered everyone except a man on the board to leave the room. Littleton, the only female board member, left, but then sneaked back in behind them. So everyone leave except the men. Okay. I had a choice, she said. I could either walk away thinking something bad was going to happen and try to live with myself, or could try to do something to divert and delay. So she swung her large purse at Duke's gun hand, quote, hoping to get him to drop the gun. Obviously, that didn't work, she said. I did not have a plan B. Littleton said her three daughters asked, are you just stupid? What were you thinking?
Oh, my God.
I'd love to know their ages.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe her parents should have had a plan B. As in a morning after pill.
I don't have an answer for that, she admitted. After she whacked him, Duke spun around, still holding the gun. All the men put in new tampons.
You're fucked up.
Littleton fell to the floor. Duke pointed the gun at her head and said, you stupid bitch, but didn't shoot her. Littleton then realized that she had made a mistake when Duke cursed at her. I think that you're stupid part, I thought at that point. Probably you're right. I was pretty stupid. A video that captured the drama showed Duke slowly raising the gun and leveling it at school superintendent, who pleaded, please don't, please don't. So that's the school superintendent that you see most of the time. Duke shot twice at the superintendent from about 8 feet away and squeezed off several more rounds. District security chief, a former police officer, bolted in and exchanged at least 14 shots.
Oh, those were his 14 shots and he still didn't kill him?
Look at this, the guy had to kill himself even after that?
14 shots, and most of the shots were...
I'd like to know how he got off the force.
What?
What is going on with this town?
Seriously?
Get out of this town. Between the cops and the schools, get out of this town. The gunman, who had at least 25 more rounds of ammunition, then shot himself fatally in the head. Duke's wife, Rebecca, described him yesterday as a gentle giant who was pushed over the edge by the economy and her losing her teaching job. The economy and the world just got the better of him. She shrugged.
So she did.
Yeah. She was
she
real.
Existed.
I can't believe that was like the economy just... I mean, come on. There are a lot... Like, even before the economy, people lost their jobs. And I guess you lose your shit, but...
Yeah.
He is not a normal person. Normal people don't lose their job and have a hard time on their luck and then do that.
I think people turn to crime, but this is like that's beyond not... crime. I think people turn to like, I'm going to steal from the supermarket first, you know?
Well, it wasn't like he was even saying, give her my job, give her a job back. Like, it was, I'm just shooting and I'm loco. True. Like, he was drunk. The guy was drunk. That's, I mean, bottom line.
Or something.
You know, and she's saying something nice about him because he's dead now.
Oh.
The toxicology report just came back. He had 3-4 locos and a cigarette.
Yeah, he did.
Different story. An archbishop in Argentina just all of a sudden during Mass told all the kids that there's no such thing as Santa Claus.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Next, he's going to tell them there's no such thing as Jesus.
No, that's what the mall said.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's...
He said kids should realize that, in reality, the gifts come from the efforts of their parents and with the help of Jesus.
Young grateful bastards.
Bunch of crying in that church. He's like, all right, everybody's dismissed. I didn't expect that to upset people.
What a small-minded person.
Yeah.
Not that I think that you need to believe in Santa, but
is that the biggest harm
in the world?
You're not praying to Santa, you know?
Well, if you're in the business of selling a fairy in the sky, you know, you don't want a competition. It makes perfect sense. He's like, stop clowning in on my Jesus action.
Winona Ryder is on the cover of GQ, and she's saying she met Mel Gibson 15 years ago. She was at some big Hollywood party. He was really drunk. She happened to be with a friend who was gay, and he made a really horrible gay joke. And then it somehow came up that Winona Ryder was Jewish, so Mel Gibson said to her, oh, so you're an oven dodger. She says, I didn't get it at the time. I never heard that before. It was just this weird, weird moment. And then I figured it out, and I'm telling people. He's anti-Semitic. He's homophobic, and no one believed me.
Finally, when Nona speaks out.
Right. And then I went into the bedroom and stole 5 Gucci purses.
I wonder if she feels so justified right now. Like, I told you.
Right, I told you. And everybody's just like holding on to their wallet tighter.
She's such a nutty LaRue. You know, she never does interviews. She never comes out. And then all of a sudden, months and months after he's any kind of news,
right,
she's like, oh, and then 100,000 years ago, he said something I didn't understand because I'm a dummy.
Right. And
what is wrong with her?
And you're saying months and months. I mean, the anti-Semitic stuff was years.
Right.
Wait a minute. Winona Ryder's a Jew?
Jewish.
Ish?
Jewish.
Okay. I was, you know, when he said that too, I was trying to think back through Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song. He's something half Jewish. Winona Ryder's half too. And I'm like, half. Okay, that's why.
So here, I want to talk about this for a second. We were looking for apartments in Astoria, places for me to stay. You know, Kremda's going to move out eventually. And we found our studio. We're very excited about it. And so Hemda sent emails to friends, and we said this yesterday, and Micah wrote back, oh, looking for apartments? Me too. Let me know. And then Hemda's a little detective. And then she looks on your blog.
Detective.
And of course, saw this. Social tip 240 on Micah Fox's blog. Ask a stupid question. Me, I love you. Do you still love me? Boyfriend, I guess. Me, well, your guess is as good as mine. And Hemda's like, I think I know what happened.
First of all, I thought that was brilliant, the your guess is as good as mine thing.
Thank you.
When I told you to follow Micah Fox's blog, was I kidding? No, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a comedy talk show, as I mentioned before. However, the blogs we mention, for real. Anyway, we talked about this with Mike yesterday. But
the blog?
The breakup in general.
What?
You know, Mike said he's over the relationship.
What? Yesterday?
He's not into it. Very serious. As serious as you are.
This isn't happening. This isn't happening.
2.5-year relationship. Now, I know. Now, you know what's funny? Brother Love taught me this.
Oh, well, good.
When you see a girl with a new hairdo, if it's a big hair change,
you should stop right now.
Should I?
She didn't do anything to her.
Here's the thing.
Yes,
I didn't
she
do
did.
Anything. What did I do to my hair?
You straightened your hair.
I started doing that.
She does not always straighten her hair. That's not true.
I started doing that about a month ago, and so
that's when you were done with them.
No, we went home to my family's.
Mm-hmm.
So. No, you know, I didn't have it in mind to break up with him specifically.
Right.
Yes and no. You know, when things are winding down, like things were winding down, but you don't realize they're winding down necessarily.
It might be subconscious. But keep an eye out when your woman gets a big hair change.
But I cut a foot of my hair off like a year ago.
That was the beginning of the end.
You think? Mm-hmm. That's when it was. Because that was a big hair change. Straightening it is a temporary. Anyway, why are we talking about hair? Brother Love. Okay, all right, fine.
It's just funny. It happens to match.
All right, fine.
That's all. It's just interesting.
You know, I actually had my college roommate used to cut her hair or do a big hair change instead of or right after she broke up with a guy.
See?
And it is a fact, actually.
Interesting.
He's correct.
Thank you. So Mike was saying, by the way, that his ultimate goal is to be with a woman and be able to be in an open relationship because we're not born to be monogamous. Do you feel the same way? Is that your goal one day?
My goal is for him to not be in an open relationship. No. I'm fine for him to do whatever. I don't think that would be the right choice for me.
Okay. Because I was thinking, if people can be in an open relationship, why do people ever break up?
Well, the majority of people, like, that couldn't even fathom something
like that. Of course, but those who can. Why are they ever breaking up? Just get whatever you're missing from another person,
no,
just like you are now.
But it's not only about missing, it's about, wow, you hurt my feelings, or it's about, we're just not compatible anymore. It's not... whatever you don't give me, I get from something else. That's not like the only thing. You have a lot of friends. Could you lose a friend? but you have other friends. You know what I mean?
No, I'm down to two.
But people break up for reasons other than, you know, they're, someone stepped out on them. So that's why people break up. Like, it's, you know, it, just because you get to have sex with other people doesn't mean your relationship is going great.
Brother Love is writing in, Micah Florman. Florman's his last name.
Oh, I can't be Micah Love? Why would I take Florman? My last name's Fox. Do you have any idea what kind of a lottery that was?
Looking back at the relationship between you and Mike.
Yes.
Is there something that you should have done differently? Or are you just not supposed to be together? Do you learn something from the relationship?
You learn everything. You learn something from every relationship, you know.
What did you learn?
Do you want a list? I mean, we were together for 2.5 years. You know, I learned... I just became... I mean, you mature anyway in 2.5 years, but right. I matured a lot. I learned a lot about comedy and the comedy business. I learned a lot about how to treat a partner. I learned how I should be treated by a partner from Mike. I think he was one of the best boyfriends I ever had, and he definitely raised my expectations of how I think men should treat me. I learned a lot of great things.
What's more important, your comedy career or a working relationship?
Why do I have to choose that?
It's interesting you said your comedy career is what you learned first.
It wasn't what I said first. It's what you heard first.
Okay, then.
I see where you're going. I think you're trying to divine a reason that we broke up.
Do you? I'm saying if you looking back, I could have told Chemda faster when something bothered me.
Okay.
Looking back, is there something like, okay, this definitely did not help our relationship?
No, not at all. It was nothing like that. We were great, and now we're not together, and that's fine, too.
Do you guys, are living in the same place for now?
Yeah, you know, we do have the same apartment, but we don't both stay there.
Where do you stay when you're not, when he's over there?
With a friend.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And is he doing the same, or is he just on the road?
I believe he is with a friend, right, last week. He was.
And how do you guys do it? Is like, do you call each day? Who's going to take it? Or you already have that figured out?
No, we set up a calendar right away.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what, every 2 or 3 days?
Yeah, we just sort of like looked at both of our calendars and very logically like, well, you're going to be out of town, so it makes sense for me to have the place when you're out of town and then this and this. And we just sort of tried to split it up, you know, how we saw was fair.
Can you bring a guy over during your nights?
We didn't talk about that.
Would you do it without asking?
You know, I don't think it's about asking. Like, I don't know that I'm not going to bring anybody home anyway. I don't think that's, I guess I could, but I don't know.
Okay. You could say it still might be weird because it's the same place.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring somebody back to the place. I think that's sort of disrespectful.
Okay.
Like, I would imagine if I was going to sleep with somebody, I would go to their place. You know, his stuff's still there. Like, right. You know, I think that's weird.
Did you ever break anything of his when it was your night?
You want to know?
You know what's weird is I want to ask Keith all these questions. Did you ever break a thing of mine when I wasn't around?
Oh, you're so right. You're so right. Look how malicious you are, Keith. Oh my gosh, you're just running through the checklist of things you did as soon as Hemda left mm-hmm. the house. And you're like, fuck somebody in the room? Check. I don't know, would it break? No, not break anything.
But what were we going to say?
You know, they're like, there's a sense in which, like, you look at everything they own anew, you know, where you're like, this is this stranger stuff in my room now. Like,
right.
We've been living together for 2.5 years, and yet his stuff is, like, strange to me now.
Yes, I completely understand that, and that's really weird. It's, and I'm trying not to be insulting straight to Keith, and it's not even coming out of that place, right. But it's like, I don't remember sleeping with you. I don't remember
what either. You
feel like.
I was thinking this just the other day, in fact, and I don't know what came, maybe I was sleeping on the air mattress, and it made me think about it. I don't remember how we went to bed together. I don't remember, did we make out then fall asleep? Are we, you know, did we fuck? And then what did we talk about? I don't remember.
You really don't?
No, I don't.
No, I don't remember the intimate parts. I don't. I
know there were, obviously, but no, I don't remember it.
If you told me I never dated Keith, I might believe you.
Wow.
I know. And I'm glad he's not insulted. I don't know that it's from hate.
It's strange.
It's very bizarre to me. I just don't remember. I don't remember being mushy. I only remember being buds. Now, I know we are. You know, right. I'm not... And I know that we had very intimate moments. I know that we, you know...
Now, do you think it just works that way? Or do you think maybe, looking back, we were only buds?
No. No, I think that's crazy. You know, I think...
Well, this whole thing is crazy. Forgetting...
Wait, you don't remember fucking... You seriously don't remember fucking at all.
I can picture.
Come on.
I can picture.
I don't know. Just no. Just no. Come on. Come on.
I'll tell you. I can picture a couple of times. I remember times when we were in London, Israel. I remember on our bed. I remember, but I don't remember what it feels like. I can draw you a picture, but okay. I don't all right, remember okay. it.
It's not like you've just... Because I was like, that's what happens when you've been molested and then you repress a memory. Like,
True. I don't expect anybody to understand this, but it's like kind of cool that Keith does because I'm talking about him and it'd be like, what? You don't remember right. how awesome, you know? But sometimes I want to remember it because I think it's weird that I don't. So sometimes I go, well, there's no way I'd be, because in a way it makes me feel crazy. Like, was I 5 years in a relationship with a buddy? Do you know what I mean? And then I go, no, of course not. We had these breakthroughs in our lives. We had breakthroughs in relationship, you know, like, how you were saying, we learned something about how you're supposed to behave with another person more so than in our last relationship. You know, if you don't learn that new thing, you're moving backwards in your life, you know? So of course everybody's supposed to be a little bit better, a little bit more of a learning experience, but I don't remember. I remember.
Well, and you've had it's been a long time now. And also you guys were, you know, living together. And so there probably was a need for you to mentally separate yourself from those memories.
I was
and
thinking
like
that
push
too.
All that, push all that away. I mean, Mike and I only just broke up.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to go back and pull all these memories out, I'm sure that I could.
Yeah. But I think by the time Keith and I like said we broke up, we were broken. Like it wasn't like a big what we're breaking up. It was just like, yeah, we're done. Like, it's just not happening anymore. There's just not. So maybe we went through a certain phase first and then it was just, and I think definitely maybe I'm not remembering. Maybe it has something to do with, well, I had to think of Keith as a business partner right away. So if I don't switch into that, I'll either get too emotional and kill myself. I don't mean physically. I mean, kill my life. You know, I'll destroy my job. I'll destroy my relationships. If I don't move forward, I'll completely lose everything. So I feel like there was pressure to do that. And maybe that's like, okay, just think about everything like this and keep it going. And then there's a trickle effect of emotion after. Do you know what I mean?
I get you.
Like letting yourself leak instead of flood.
Yeah.
But there were floods. There were definitely floods where it's like, my fucking leak is busting through. And then you just all of a sudden break for a second. And then you have to come back. You build your wall up again and you break. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Of course it does. I flood. What?
Yeah.
I flood too.
Wait till you move. Who knows?
Who knows? You know what? I wonder. Who knows? But
who knows what? I don't follow.
I don't know. When we separate, will that be another sad moment?
No, sorry.
Okay. She knows.
No, I absolutely
get out
know.
Of my house.
I think you know. Also, I just you know. I
think I do.
Yeah, no, I don't know if you're just trying to be polite. I think it'll be much better for our relationship and much better for mine and Lauren's relationship. I think that I feel it more because your girlfriend anyway is overseas, you know,
right.
And my girlfriend can't come over. I have to go to her house. You get a free house to yourself all the time. I got to go to either Lauren's house or you know, be here with my ex boyfriend. It's not the most amazing situation I've ever had. It's probably the worst, you know?
Right. You don't feel comfortable, even if I said it was okay, which I have, you wouldn't feel comfortable having Lauren in this house.
She's been in the house. You want her to sleep over?
I wouldn't. It would not bother me.
Sleeping over.
Yeah. This almost angers Henda.
That's stupid. That's the part that angers me.
It
sounds so stupid.
We just
it's
went
been
over.
So long.
We just went over how far removed we are from each other. Why is that stupid?
You want to hear me fucking?
Am I going to hear you?
Yes.
Well, look at you, braggart.
Yeah. If you can't discuss this, if that shocks you to hear that, then...
It doesn't shock me. Just look at you. Oh, you'll hear.
Yeah, you'll hear it. You're asking me? Absolutely. You'll hear it. The neighbors will hear it.
All right. Good for you.
Do you want me to sleep over?
Now I do. Yeah. I want to hear this.
I know. Can I come too?
Yeah. I'm going to have a party. Do you, Micah, have you ever masturbated thinking about Mike since the breakup?
That's such a funny question, but no, I haven't.
Deliberately, or it just didn't happen?
No, I think we're done.
Would you stop yourself from doing it? Or like, who's going to know?
No, I don't. I wouldn't stop myself from doing it.
Would you? Did you? Do people do that after they break up?
If I stop myself from thinking about what I thought about while I masturbate, I can't. What's the point of living? Like, that is that, like,
well, maybe you would stop because it's
that
maybe
is where the darkest shit comes out. Like, right. I don't like no, you know.
Well, who knows? Maybe it'll confuse you. You know.
I think if I were. It would stop me if it stopped itself, you know, like, but that's so weird because you're like, would you stop thinking about the thing that you're thinking about? It's an automatic thing that's an automatic. Haven't you ever masturbated, Keith?
Yeah, you could change it up. You start thinking about Mike. You're like, whoa, I shouldn't be thinking about this. This will make me sad later. Tom Cruise comes in a Ferrari, runs Mike over. You guys bang on the back.
No, I think we dated 2.5 years. If I want to masturbate to him, that's my prerogative. That's what I've earned.
Right.
That's what I've learned, Keith.
Now, there you go. Now, I knew something beautiful would come out of it.
I never really thought of, does somebody masturbate after? Well, I think when it's done like that, would you really masturbate to your ex? Keith, you're sick. I don't even want to know. So
don't flatter yourself, honey.
Okay. There's a reason why you asked the question.
I'm sure that he has, by the way. I'm 100%
I am not.
Keith.
I'm not.
Oh, really?
I don't
know. Oh, you know what? You guys know what you guys were like more than me, so.
Okay.
I do want to know now.
Mm-hmm. Of course you do.
I do want to, because I think that's a little...
Well, that's my business.
Really? I mean, the thing is, and from what I understand, particularly from men, it's just like a shuffle of images.
Right.
So, I mean, you're with somebody long enough, you know, your tits are going to find their way in, or a way that you moaned, or, you know, whatever thing that, you know, it was that got him off about you was in there.
That's true. It wouldn't even be flattering because it's just almost anybody.
Hemda does show up, but she's reaching, looking around the corner, yelling at me.
You think he's kidding? That I believe. That I believe. I believe me crying in the corner. I believe me watching him and Kat having sex going, why can't it be me? That he'll get off to completely. That I believe. That easily. Easily. Look at him. Ridiculous.
I don't know why she's showing up. Mind your business.
You're so gross.
Move out of her house and maybe she'll stop.
You said this before the show, that a friend of Mike's Facebooked you or emailed you and said, hey, can we still be friends? You know, is that okay?
Yeah.
And that's nice. Is that out of line, though?
No, of course not.
No.
To who?
To Mike.
Oh.
Oh, feelings of other people's.
No, I don't.
If Adam, Hemda and I break up, and then Adam said, Hemda, can you and I still be friends? Wouldn't that be out of line?
Me and Adam weren't friends, though. We were really sincerely friends. I mean, I consider him like a... I wouldn't be surprised if I'm invited to his wedding, you know, but...
If you weren't, you wouldn't be surprised.
No, I think that he's inviting me to his wedding,
right?
Because we've been in our lives a lot, but we never hung out without you. I didn't even hang out with his girlfriend without you. You know, it sounds like...
Even if you hung out, but do you hang out with this guy?
No, right. But we have spent time without Mike briefly, and it's nice, and we do have a nice friendship, and, you know...
Right.
I don't think Mike would have a problem with it at all.
I see what you're
either
saying.
Either way,
Keith,
it seems weird.
You...
That guy knew. The guy that emailed Micah knew to say to Mike. That's what I believe.
Knew to say to Mike?
Knew to say, maybe I should ask Mike first. He knew it. And then he justified it and said, no, we're adults and I can write her.
Do you think he didn't?
Yeah, I think he didn't? Yeah, I do think he did.
I think it's very possible he reached out to Mike first.
It's impossible.
We're talking about a reasonable person, so this is not a sinister move.
If he didn't, is it strange?
I don't think so.
If he makes a move on you, will you tell me?
No. I can't even believe I told you about that email. You're turning this into some sort of federal case. Like,
no, I just don't know. I really don't know if it's a thing or not. I think some of these things, I used to ask Hemda all the time, like, should I be mad at this? I don't think I am, but should I be? So this is it. I'd be like, if a friend of mine.
See, now I wonder
to him, I'd
about.
Be like, is that a...
See, now I wonder about those things in our relationship. When he said that, was that him going, I'm upset about this? You know what I mean? Like, when you used to say, like, hey, should I be mad at this? I'm like, not unless you're not mad. I know if I'm upset about something, then I just go, I'm upset about this. So I wonder now, like, were you telling me you were upset about things when you said that?
Sometimes I know when I said it, I was upset. I would still be upset. Like, you can be upset for whatever you can be upset for. But maybe, like if I would ask, I don't know, let's take something ridiculous. If the left side of the sink has dishes, right? That's where we put the clean dishes after we wash them. I don't like food or, groceries cut open and left there. I don't like things on the left side. To me, it's like it's getting in the dishes. So please don't do that. And our entire relationship, food is always left there. Now, it's silly, but I know. But so it bothered me. But not as much as if it was vice versa, I believe. It would have meant I don't listen to Hemda. This is the way I think. I don't listen to her. I'm not being respected, etc. So then I start thinking, shouldn't I be thinking that way? Am I wrong that I'm not upset? So I was a little upset, but I wasn't really upset. And then I questioned.
Oh, so
I
you
understand
were,
that.
But that's a different issue. You weren't upset about the food. You were upset about the lack of respect. Which you should be upset
sure,
about.
Sure, yeah, but I didn't even know that. You know what I mean?
Oh, we're not... Okay. But, I'm sorry, this is... Right.
No, but the thing is, you I don't know that you recognize that there's stuff that's vice versa that, quote, should have upset me as much as maybe I would have been upset at things that you wouldn't have been upset at. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that would have annoyed me. Didn't I tell you already? Please, please stop doing that. And I would have made a point. We would have sat down and, like, this is disrespectful. I can't stand it. There were things that you would repeat that I'd be like, please stop doing that I didn't make a federal case out of. But because I didn't, they weren't in the front of your mind. So maybe I should have been more upset at that, but I wasn't. If I'm not as upset as that, I'm not going to behave like I'm as upset of that, you know? There were things like dumb things. Like, this, I think, is the equivalent of your dumb thing, okay? He likes to take the toilet roll off the toilet thing and put it behind the toilet. So the our toilet paper roll is in front, you know? He takes it off, uses it, then puts it in back. So every time I go in, I have to take a
Mike
new...
Mike did that too.
Really?
What the hell is that? Is it because you need it as close to your anus as possible?
It's...
What is that? What's going on?
It's far more... I use a lot of toilet paper, and it's far more convenient. I have the cleanest ass this side of the Mississippi. I'm known for it.
I'll be the judge of that.
I'll show you. And I like it in my hand. It's easier to manipulate when it's in my hand. So then afterwards, I just don't bother with the roll. I put it on the back of the sink. Nah, on the back of the toilet. Now I know. One for the lady or guests on the toilet roll, and one on the back of the toilet for me. And
it took
wins.
Until after we broke up. I'm like, hey, what about this? Because I finally came up with a solution for him. Look behind you. See if there's already five rolls. Maybe use that before you take off the one that I take. You know, it's dumb shit. Yeah. I don't want, it doesn't bother me as much as maybe something else. And if it did, I would have talked about it. There was other stuff, though, like little things. Every time we go out, we have to drive, basically. I always drove home because you always drank. It didn't bother me because I don't drink. Right. You know what I mean? But it's another example of, should that have bothered me? No, because I don't drink. I don't. You don't have to extra consider me in case, like, in another lifetime I would have drank. It either bothers you or it doesn't.
Yeah, should it bother me? The answer should always be no. Because that's like... It's very un-Buddha-like nature, Keith. Like, why be more agitated than you need to be? Are you worried that it's going to accumulate and then you're going to explode?
Then we can talk about that.
Yeah.
You know? Then that is another thing. It's all different topics is the thing,
Were you relying on Hemda to, like, completely monitor your emotional state because you're a man and you're not capable of doing that yourself?
I think somewhat. I think that was lesson learned afterwards. And maybe that's the wrong way of saying it, but I think I didn't know how emotionally set into things he was than he was,
I didn't, I know I didn't like I said before, I know I didn't complain about things when I should have. I know, I'm sure I kept a lot in.
Because you were afraid to get into fights.
Exactly.
And I'm not afraid to get into fights.
Like, oh, no, you're not.
No, and I don't care. I like the arguments, not like them, but I like to be able to argue it out. Because at the end, I feel like I can find an endpoint to it, and then it goes away. But if there's no argument, there's nobody who's not going to argue. You can't live with someone, even a roommate, even like your family, anybody. There's no way that you're not going to argue. So I think it's a guy thing to try to avoid fights, but I'm not sure.
This has come pretty full circle with the okay.
Oh.
I say that. Sure.
I mean, he's had it beaten into him. Keith does not want to fight.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. So what's happening in your newest relationship? Do you argue when you need to, you think?
We stick only to texts. And it's very sweet. Sure, of course. You know, I can't think of something on the top of my head that's not too personal, but we've had disagreements or something that bothered us and talked about it right away, of course.
So let's do the two personal ones then.
Sure, definitely.
So what do you think of doing that now?
It's healthy. You have to do that, yeah, sure.
Right.
But I was just younger and dumber and I don't know.
Full of cummer.
Yeah, that's right.
Jerome, not the one that we know, is saying, did either of you regret the breakup or considering getting back together at any point? Never.
Not after the breakup, though.
I'm talking about for both of us. Well, right. But I shouldn't talk for you.
That's all right. Well, it'd be weird, right, if I said yeah. How would you deal with that?
I wouldn't. That's for your new girlfriend to deal with.
Oh, no.
Well,
how could you deal with that?
I get you. But no. Do you, somebody's asking, where was this? Are you worried that Mike is going to be more successful now that you've broken up, says Rabbit from Texas. From Kansas, excuse me.
How would that be a worry for me?
I could see it bothering you, like, fuck you, I have to be more successful than him. You want to talk about Buddhism. You're the most least Buddhist person I know. Money's important to you, success is important to you.
Who said that? Me?
I think this person more means like, hey, we struggled together and now you're more having an easy life.
Mike had a lot of success. Mike found success throughout our entire relationship.
Do you
and I
have
fully
to be more,
that.
Do you have to be more successful than him?
Do I have, I mean.
Yes.
No, I mean that we are on our own lives.
Right.
There are a million people way more successful than the both of us, and I'm not angry about that. I want Mike to be successful. He's my friend, or he will be again, you know, and my ally in the future, I imagine, and it'd be great for him to be successful.
More than you.
Well, you know, we'll see who dies first. I don't know. What is it like?
Okay. All right. I don't think that's such a weird question.
Like, he definitely has a head start. So he's sort of like a nice rabbit to chase, but I there's no like angry, like, I'm going to beat you to the top, you know?
It won't feel good? Like, if you're like, okay, obviously we can agree I'm more successful than you. That feels good.
Probably by the time that would happen, it really wouldn't matter to me. I think the time it would take for me to become more successful than Mike, Mike would not be the person I was thinking about at the time.
If you got some kind of big break right now. That puts you up there. Do you think, gotcha, and you probably want me back. Fuck you.
No, I really, like, I know the sound.
Well,
like,
maybe you're very mature.
Maybe there's, like, an initial, like, haha, me too.
Okay.
You know, me too, because Mike has found a lot more success than I have so far. And, but not like, now you want me back and you can't have me. I don't, you know, I already don't want that, so right. I don't see what success has to do with that.
You don't, Kendra's laughing at this, but neither of you think that people think that way?
No, I was laughing at the way she was saying it. Oh, it was okay. Funny. No, but I absolutely do. I think there's a lot of resentment in breakups, and there's a lot of, yeah, of course, most people, yes. But
not a dumb question. It's not, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that that's like a quick, yeah, I want to be better, but I also think that would take your mind off of things, you know, like success would keep you busy in not thinking that this is broken. That's how I would see it a little bit, no?
Yeah, it would be nice to be busier in my career, and that would, you know, probably help me through a breakup, and I want the success for myself. Like it.
Right.
That's what I want it for. I want me to have a happy life. I don't want Mike to have an unhappy life.
I tell you what, when we broke up, I was doing shortly after I was doing Viva Pachiva, the play, and it helped that I had something outside of something to do with you, Keith, because it's like, well, I live with you, I work with you, we just broke up, everything has to do with you, my every step, our financial situation is together, our living situation is together, our future is together no matter what. It's like having a baby, you know? So it's like, well, now everything's together. It helped that these people that I was going to see weren't always asking about you, because it's more comedians, it's more people wondering about our relationship. It helped that people were concerned more about like my vocal skills and did I memorize my words. You know, it's like a side project. Like, ask me about something that does that I don't have to relate back to this shit I'm going through. So that was really nice.
Do you think that you found the person you're with now almost because, like, you know you're supposed to be together now, but at first, could it have been, I just need something else?
Well, Lauren and I talked about that, you know, and I said, like, first of all, I've never been serious with a woman ever. I've never been exclusive with a woman ever. Like, this isn't, you know, and I'm not sure where
Kendra was trying to get as far away from me as possible. She's going with women.
I don't think either one of us took it like, you know, this is it in the beginning. We were just kind of friends and we were sleeping with each other and we were, and again, it was just really nice and outside and just very sweet. Like, we had a really great time. And then, but she also didn't know that you and I were broken up. And there was a lot of dynamic that we didn't delve into, just because, like, she can tell something was fucked up with me and she respected that I'm not talking about it. And it's just gonna, you know, she kind of kept it open, like, if you ever want to speak about anything, then, and without even saying it, you know? So then, and it took me a while to tell her. But what was the question?
The question is, Micah, should I be upset that she didn't know that we were broken up?
What? By the way, and he'll bring this up around Lauren, which is, you know, at a certain point, you got to stop.
What do you mean?
Oh, should I be upset that Hemda was with Lauren, even though she thought we were together?
I've never said that.
You said it on
that.
The show.
Wait, how long did you keep that from Lauren?
Months.
How many months?
At least four to six.
So, and did you know her beforehand, or was this like all new? So you guys were just getting to know each other anyway.
We were just getting to know each other, and I told her that I wasn't. You know, I definitely told her my state of mind of, you know, I'm not being serious about anything. But also, you know, it worked out because I couldn't be in another relationship. So just having her think that I already was in a relationship is like, okay, well, I can't do it anyway.
It's set like a nice barrier for you to like kind of get your feet wet. If that's the kind of thing you guys do, I don't know.
Who knows what they do, right? A lot of flooding's going on, I'm hearing. I don't know. Jerome is saying, how serious are both of your new relationships? Are you happy and content seeing the other in love? And this relationship talk is aces.
Oh, that's good. I just now thought, like, hey, are we still doing a comedy show?
Who doesn't? Who doesn't like it?
I know. I love it, but...
My relationship is very serious. I wonder if, Micah, do you think that your relationship didn't work out because you made fun of my relationship and bad things happen to bad people?
That is definitely it. God, I know you and Kat are going to be great together. Are we back together, Mike? It's okay now?
I'm serious about Lauren, and I can't believe I met a person like this. And that's weird for me to say in front of a
after
mic,
all those losers.
I didn't know I was worthy of something so great.
And are you happy and content seeing each other in love? I haven't seen it yet. I see that Keith is happy, but I can't say I know this person, because only Keith knows her, right? I mean, that's fair to say.
You haven't saw us together, right?
No.
Wait,
I haven't.
You've never seen them together?
I can't. I mean, she was here for the last marathon, which is
right. But there's.
But what is that? That's us working. So it's not like we're, you know, going to dinner together or anything. You know, right. I've I've sat down once to dinner. I hung out one time, and that's when she was dating Ray. So
yes, I remember.
No, but and I didn't even get to talk to her. I think she seemed pretty shy to me, so I didn't.
Right.
There wasn't a lot of communication. So never. I don't know that I ever had a conversation with her.
But you can't get from Keith whether or not he's in love and happy.
Oh, he's in love and happy. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't get to see them together. So like Keith sees us together, and still not so much. Like Lauren has to come here for Keith to see anything.
Yeah, and I could tell when they sneak away to the kitchen, of course. But yeah, I don't really see.
No, come on. I was at your birthday party. I'm at Bingo's. You guys are making out and hugging.
That's so funny, because we didn't make out.
That's true.
Once
she
in
does.
Bingo, which is hilarious. But everyone sees us. We are very smushy. I'm not denying it or anything. And like now that we get to be like super in public, where it's not, you know, interfering with my fake relationship with Keith, then absolutely. Like I get to have my arm around her, and I get to be a couple.
Right. Even before that, though, you would be doing things where it's like, do you know you did that? Like my friend's looking at me like, she just squeezed her ass. I'm like, eh, what are you going to do?
But you know what you were doing? You were saying, oh, that's hot. That's really good. That's like awesome. I love seeing that.
Right.
Yeah. So.
What am I going to say?
The truth to me. And so I could stop. If you weren't comfortable with it, then I would stop.
What am I going to do? No, it's like you.
You're going to say, okay. And then.
Yeah. It's like her being in this house. If her and Lauren were in this house, I'd be like, okay.
Is that because, though, that you really don't have a problem with it, or you just don't want to
fight? No, I really don't have a problem with it.
Well, not anymore, right?
What do you mean?
Like, if there was a problem, it was because we're supposed to be, right. You know, pretending like we're together.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so that would be weird, but right. There's no issue now.
No. In fact, let's see, tomorrow in the afternoon, I'm inviting some people over. I'm just going to bang in the bedroom. We'll have a laugh.
See, what?
Right. I don't mind. Just to say I'm comfortable. Everything's fine. We don't care what we hear. You guys do what you want.
That I'll never believe.
All right. Hey, let me mention this. Director Blake Edwards, he's 88 years old. He did the original Pink Panthers, did Breakfast at Tiffany's. He passed away. Died of pneumonia. He is the husband of Julie Andrews.
Mm.
You know the great Julie Andrews, of course. She's...
Princess Diaries 1.
Princess Diaries 1.
Princess Diaries 2.
Right. Some people might say Mary Poppins. The Sound of Music.
That was her husband?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's tough. Do you remember her? She went for some kind of simple surgery, some kind of throat surgery, and they fucked up, and they ruined her vocal cords. She can't sing now.
Not true.
Absolutely true.
She can sing, but she's not... I mean, that's the rumor, but we've heard her sing. She was in, like, Shrek... She was in Shrek 3 or something.
Oh, so she could sing in a monster movie for kids. Okay, yeah. Good.
She's no Hemda.
Right. I saw, by the way, I was disgusted at first. I remember seeing the original Pink Panther movies with my dad. It's one of the only things I remember us doing. And he would like it, and maybe I just liked seeing him happy. Maybe that was it. And I think I liked the movies too, but they really were for kids. I remember seeing Steve Martin and being like, oh, Steve Martin... Why does he have to touch the Pink Panthers franchise? You know, Peter Sellers was a genius. I recently watched these old Pink Panther movies. I apologize to Steve Martin. He can do what he wants. He could take the original film and shit on it and repackage it. It was for children. And then everybody tells me, no, you saw the wrong one. There's 14. I saw like 5. I quit.
Yeah, I saw them as children and didn't like them. I thought, right. I don't know, whatever.
I don't think I've boring. Ever seen it. Yeah, it seemed, when you say it's for children, I'm thinking, like, I don't know well enough to argue with you, right. But it seemed very adult humor, you know, just
it was
like wacka-wacka, like, yeah. Not very funny, like old man humor more than anything. But again, I don't know, I never saw it. That's just what it seemed like.
Jerome, by the way, is asking, Keith doesn't care if Hemda was with somebody in their bedroom. Does Hemda care if Keith was?
Yeah, this is my house. It's, you know, that's just not the way. It's not like I don't want them to have sex. I think you should have all the sex in the world. I live here.
Yeah.
That's
I don't need to smell somebody on my sheets, you know, when I come home or whatever gross thing.
Edwards is saying that working with Peter Sellers became an asshole. He says Peter Sellers was a monster. He got bored with the part of Inspector Clouseau. I think there were like 6 movies. I don't remember how many.
Oh, this is movies.
Yeah, he became angry, sullen, and unprofessional. Long movies, too. They were at least 2 hours. He wouldn't show up for work, and he began looking for anyone and everyone to blame. Yeah, how about the script? It was horrible. never for a moment stopping to see whether or not he should blame himself for his own madness, his own craziness. So there you go.
Are they talking about a dead guy right now?
The dead guy said before he died. You know this Peter Sellers? I just want to say he's a fucking madman and an asshole.
Oh, and then he's like, and I can die
right,
now.
Right, good night. That was on his deathbed. That was it. Let me mention this. Today's show, of course, brought to you by DEMacShop.com. DEMacShop.com, they fix Macs. The Mac Shop is located in Wilmington, Delaware. Who was listening?
Where?
Delaware. Just where? Half hour south of Philly. They offer Macintosh hardware upgrades and repairs, advanced networking, data migration, on-site training, off-site training. Learn more, visit the Mac Shop's website, DEMacShop.com. That's right, DEMacShop.com. Their Facebook is facebook.com/DEMacShop. Or stop by the shop. Stop by the shop. That is correct. Micah Fox, of course, her blog to find out how she's doing. And maybe it takes a little bit of detective work. Maybe it doesn't. But you go to micahfox.blogspot.com. And if you're not busy crying at her posts, you're laughing. They're hilarious.
I don't think that, you know, I posted that before we broke up. I thought it was, isn't this funny?
Oh, no.
And then, oh, yeah.
Nobody called, when you posted that, nobody called you and said, you all right?
No, because that's how we were.
I would have called you. I didn't see it.
Really?
Yeah, that's terrible.
You want to know, at the time I was kind of like, that was kind of shitty, but like...
I really thought that was you telling, like, okay, I don't really want to complain, but I want my friends to know, so I'm going to kind of post this.
No, you know what was that's very what funny is between that and the Twitter, we were getting feedback like, hey, did Mike and Micah break up? Right. And I know that you actually told me in an email, but yeah. I feel like when somebody breaks up, it's up to them to decide who they're telling, you know? And so... like, until you were a fit, I'm like, all right, well, now she's telling the whole world. I think it's okay and safe.
Yeah, but. That was the day before we broke up. I really didn't think we were breaking up anytime soon. I definitely wouldn't have posted it. I think earlier that morning I Twittered something about how I'm like, Mike, you were an asshole in my dream. And he's like, no, you were being an asshole as me in your dream. And I'm like, oh, he's right again. And it's like, it sounds like, and that was that morning. And when I go back and I'm like, oh God, that's like so embarrassing because, you know, like these clues, like they drop and you don't pick them up because you don't, you know.
It seems like if I made a blog and wrote, funny story, walked into my house, my girlfriend was fucking somebody else. See you tomorrow. Keith, what happened? I write jokes, buddy. Just writing jokes.
Maybe we would have a different hindsight with a blog. I'm sure somebody can quote us on our podcast, you know, before we broke up. Like, I think you were about to break up.
Yeah, but we probably knew that.
Micah I guess didn't so, yeah, know. I think yeah. he knew, yeah.
Like, hey, here's a funny story. My boyfriend doesn't know if he loves me.
You know, but I really don't think he would have said that if he knew he was going to break up with me. He would never have said that. And so, like, you know, I think he's not, like, a terrible person. He, you know, maybe he was kind of, like, feeling grumpy that day, and it probably was because he was feeling, you know, uncertainties. But, you know, it wasn't, it sounds malicious, where at the time it was really said in jest.
Mike said if he had to say that it's him probably that pulled the trigger, was it like that? Does he say something? And then do you think in your head, like, this is a big moment because I can probably save this, but he's probably right.
He did pull the trigger, and at first, you know, like I was like, no, you know, like, right. But it was the right thing to do. And so what's the question?
No, that's it.
Like,
that's it.
So yeah, there wasn't like, try and save this. And, you know, I definitely had that feeling of like, no, we should try and hold on to this. Cause you know, we had so many great things in the relationship and there, it's very difficult when you get to that point when you're, you know, throughout all of the relationship, it when it's not perfect, you sit there and balance, but well, there are these great things and there's these not so great things. And at what point am I supposed to pull the trigger? And, you know, and Mike, I think, did have excellent timing, you know, now that I look at it. But at the time, you know, I was caught off guard and I did have like, I have to get him back and all these things. And I went through all of that. But, you know, that's like, that's fear mostly of just of the unknown. And so, you know.
Always, if you do, let me say something to ladies. If you do need like time to think about it, like 15 minutes or something, make him a sandwich. It's not showing weakness. Just gives you time to think. Just saying.
Here's a big pastrami sandwich, honey.
Huh? I'm ready to date you. And you just named a sandwich. Well, check out Micah Fox's blog and then see her when she's performing. Of course, MicahFox.blogspot.com. Micah back on the market. And let me tell you guys something. New hairstyle. Whether they're admitting or not, I'm looking at it. So, and if you have a place, probably won't hurt you.
Micah is spelled M-Y-K-A, just for the record. Micah Fox, F-O-X.
Yeah, and also I have a... Funny enough, I'm running a singles show. This started before I broke up with Mike, and here I am with Liam McEnany at Union Hall, if you're in Brooklyn. It's called the 100 Air Matchmaker. I don't know if you guys have seen the Millionaire Matchmaker on whatever, you know, cunt TV show that fucking cunt who's mean to everybody. But me and my mean friend Liam, who's also been on this show, we're going to host dudes with maybe $100 in their bank account and set them up on dates and humiliate everybody in public. And so if you want to be a contestant, find us on find me on Facebook, because I don't have, it's a Tumblr account, 100 Air Matchmaker. Google it, it'll probably come up. And
it should be fun to participate. I couldn't think of two more jaded hosts.
Yeah, we're just going to be the most terrible people, and the contestants we have so far are so good looking. I can't imagine a more fun show.
I'm really excited to come see it.
Do you get upset about it? Like, you mentioned these gorgeous people. Are you like, well, now I'm on the single scene. This is what I'm competing against? Fuck you.
Yeah, I did have this moment, you know, because, like, these women are coming in, they're so good looking. I'm like, you know, like, but, you know, I'm okay. I think I've never had a problem finding somebody when, I don't know. I think I'll be fine.
I want to see this, too. I'm ready for some breakdown. Who knows what's going to happen?
Oh, during exciting. The show?
Who knows?
Oh, I don't think so. No. I don't think so at all.
I'm going to look for lip quivering if I go. I'll tell you that much. Well, Micah, thank you. You ladies are having dinner later, is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Very exciting. You guys are going to be talking about men, and what are you going to discuss?
It's always about men. Every time women get together, there's nothing else on our minds.
What else can there? I mean, you're going to talk about the cooking channel.
Pastrami sandwiches.
Yeah, pastrami. It's going to be mostly pastrami.
Well, I hope you ladies
have
fun. We're
going to talk about your girlfriend.
Later, we'll dip. Later, we'll get our feet wet.
Well, there you go. Micah, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to see you. You're going to be okay.
You too, Keith.
Thank you. Thank you. Talk to you guys tomorrow.